You're listening to the House to Home Show on WGCL, brought to you by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington. And now your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome back to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with HFI, and Brian Thompson with FC Tucker is my co-host. And our guest today is Matt Murphy with Harris Services. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Before the break, we were talking a little bit about what Harris can do, and I think they can do everything.
Yep.
They are the one-stop shopping for your home if you need renovations, anywhere from carpet cleaning or just cleaning of your house. You do regular house cleaning.
Yes, ma'am.
If you're looking for a housekeeper on a weekly basis or a monthly basis, or maybe you just want it a couple times a year, you know, to come and you said deep cleaning in the first segment.
Yep.
And I think that's... Maybe I need that. Maybe I need someone to come and deep clean my house. So you do all of that, all the way to room additions.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We'll do. I mean, we'll look at any job and, you know, take a shot at it. You know, we have a good we call it our construction crew.
Right.
They have great experience. So I mean, we're willing to take on really anything. From a building standpoint to cleaning standpoint.
They do architectural drawings and everything.
And you know that because...
I know that because I'm getting ready to use them.
So you got a draftsman, or you work with a draftsman to be a...
We've got, we've got kind of programs and stuff that we utilize for that.
That's awesome. I guess I didn't realize they did the drawings part.
They do.
Oh, now I'm going to be in trouble from Beth and Glenn. I didn't know something about their company. So tell us a little bit about the process. Say someone decides they've been thinking about something for a while, and they call you up.
It just really depends. I mean, if it's from a remodel standpoint, they'll just call us up, and we'll actually have them out to the office, sit down with them, kind of go over what they're looking for. At that point, we will send out our estimators, to measure, and then we start just working with the client at that point. And again, you know, going through what they like, and we'll give them our professional opinion, to walking them all the way through, you know, picking out the tile to the floor to the cabinets and the countertops, depending on what they want to do.
Sure.
So, you know, if it's a process of if it's a claim, you know, most people, when they walk in, they see their house is flooded, or if it's on fire, after, you know, calling, obviously, 911.
Don't call Harris first when your house is on fire. Don't see that as a big opportunity.
No, let's
hey, my house is on fire. Let's
next call, right. The next call they're mostly going to make it to their insurance agent.
Right.
If it's after hours, a lot of time it gets pushed to the, like, a 1-800 number, which is an adjuster. Some agents actually are on 24/7. And then from that point, you know, they'll either refer to us or several other people, and the customer can choose. We hope. And then one of my goals is to, you know, make our name aware to everyone so that they don't have to choose. They know who to pick. From that point, kind of we dispatch accordingly. We go out. First thing we want to do is dry it out if it's a flood.
Right.
So we assess the damage. We're going to, you know, start getting the water out, extracting it, whether with sump pumps, our machines, you know, then we start getting air movement, dehumidifiers set. And once we get it all kind of dried out, then, you know, we're going to, you know, look at what demolition we have to do. Then we start kind of working with the homeowner and the adjuster at that point. What's the next steps?
Right.
And then we just kind of take it from there.
I like that you work with the adjuster. You kept saying that.
Yeah.
It was like, that is so nice, because there are some that they work through the client to the adjuster, and it just gets very confusing.
Muddled.
I mean, and it's overwhelming enough to have your house ruined in some way, whether it's by water or fire or pet damage or whatever. I mean, it could be a multitude of things. And I think you're overwhelmed at that point, and then to have someone that's going to step in and help with that.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, Glenn describes it as a triangle.
Yeah.
On each point, you've got the adjuster, the agent, and us. And in the middle is the client. So it's our responsibility to communicate outside of that client, as well as keep them informed of the process. It's once something happens, we're on the clock. from a claimant standpoint. We have so many days, you know, that they want us to be in there to dry it out. So we're moving. At the same time, there's a lot of balls in the air, and you said it's overwhelming for the you know, they're kind of looking out, what do I do next? Look at all my belongings. These people are in my house. Look at all the stuff that's tore up. And we work with them to kind of a timeline, understanding that, you know, hey, this is what we're going to do next. This is what needs to be done. And time is of the essence. Let's start, you know, unfortunately, you need to pick out some flooring as soon as possible. You know, because again, we're on the clock. And, you know, we want to get you back into your home is the first, you know, the main priority. Get you back to your everyday living. So
I would think even from a claim standpoint, it's easier to work with someone who knows what's going on and understands the process rather than the homeowner who's like, I don't know.
Right.
You know, so it's a win-win for everybody.
Like that. And we do a lot of fighting for the customer. That we're fighting against the claims adjuster or the insurance company by no means, but we're there to service them as well. And, you know, we want to make sure that, A, we're doing the job correctly so that, you know, there's no mishaps. And there's nothing that we have to come back to later. So.
And that makes a lot of sense. I mean, that's, I mean, it makes it. It makes me feel better.
I guess that's what
I'm thinking. I mean, and the other thing is that people don't think, okay, yeah, my house flooded. I need to replace my flooring. What they don't also understand is they probably need to replace their baseboard and part of their drywall as well. Because that gets soaked up, especially depending on how long it's been flooded, how long it takes to get the water out.
You came back from a two-week vacation and it's flooded the first day you were gone. So 2 weeks later, you know, you've got 2 feet of water in your basement.
We have equipment
that sounds familiar.
No, but I, as a realtor, you see all kinds of things happen. Oh my gosh.
We have equipment that we can tell the kind of the temperature. And so we know when, how far the water's gone up in the wall and whatnot. So,
Yeah. And there, and drywall is porous and it will suck up water like a sponge. And so don't think that just because it wasn't there very long, it didn't get in there.
Nope.
And, and that is what we call a habitat for our friend, Mr. Mold.
And it didn't take long for him to show up.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
Especially if you're on vacation and you turned your air off.
Oh, my gosh.
You turned it way up so that it's not as cool in the house as it could be.
And that's one reason we act so quickly, so we can get on top of that so we don't have any of the issues. And we'll put in some air scrubbers and everything to kind of, you know, get that down and, and kind of eliminate that as much as possible.
That's that happens every year over holiday break when students leave and they turn off the heat. And then, yeah, they flood their neighbors' apartments or condos.
They turn off the heat and they leave the windows open. We've had this happen in a couple of Greek houses before.
Interesting. Yes.
Yeah, that's great. Pipes burst.
Yes,
it's a beautiful thing.
Then they come back.
Oops.
Yay. Look at that.
Yeah. There's a wall of frozen water. But we know it's going to melt when they turn the heat back.
Absolutely. Well, when they get
back. And there's nowhere, there's no bucket big enough. So, well, we only have a couple minutes left, but I want to make sure that you tell about, I know you guys have a great website. Talk about where to find that, what your phone number is.
So people
can call you, as well as your location, because I do know you have a location there on the south side of town.
Our phone number is 812-824-5055. So it's pretty easy to remember, 5055. Location is 5123 South Production Drive, suite number C on the south side of Bloomington, just after 6937 split. And
if you see it from 37, you've passed it.
So you've passed
You need to turn around and go back to Vernal Pike.
If you're going south, it's on the right-hand side.
Fullerton Pike.
Fullerton Pike. Website is www.callharrisservices.com. And, you know, if you've used us, one thing that we're trying to really kind of implement and do a little differently than some companies are, I'm reaching out to clients after any kind of claims, any after any kind of cleanings, just to touch base, make sure that they are happy, see if there's anything we could have done differently, anything that they would like to see us do, and just kind of another touch so they know we're there to care, to follow up with them. So we ask that you go on our website and give us a review and let us know how we're doing, because we want to get better at anything.
Perfect. Well, thank you for being here, man.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
Remember that if you miss any part of our program, you can find our podcast at the WGCLradio.com website and the FC Tucker Bloomington Facebook page.